You're listening to The Point. Getting older isn't something most people look forward to, but it's inevitable, and how we cope with the aging process is as individual as we are. Wrinkles, the musical, A Celebration of Women and Aging, is a new musical production exploring the many ways women experience, embrace, and honor the aging process. Joining us to discuss the show is Naomi Turner. She's a teacher, dancer, and co-writer of Wrinkles. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mindy.
Wilderness Archile is a poet and co-writer of the play. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Nina Shishler, producing artistic director at the Cape Cod Theater Company. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So, Naomi and Wilderness, you have been friends for a number of years. You've both been active in women's justice issues and the arts, but you took radically different paths as you approached your 60th birthdays. So, Wilderness, let's start with you. What was it for you as that birthday was looming?
Well, I was freaking out about turning 60, and I really wanted to find some grace around that passage. So we had a condo in Provincetown, and it was winter. So 2 months before I turned 60, I spent 3 weeks at the condo by myself, walking the beach every day and writing poetry. And by the end of that 3 weeks, I was ready to turn 60 and just embraced it. And out of that retreat, I wrote a poem called Hags and Crones. And that poem is now, there's a Greek chorus in the production that recites the stanzas to that poem all through the play.
What about you, Naomi?
I, too, was seeking grace around turning 60. So I got Botox, Juvederm, cosmetic dentistry, and a personal trainer. And I started 6 months in advance of my 60th birthday. So I was very ready for 60. I thought, I've got to just make the best of this and embrace it and love it.
How about you, Nina?
Well, when I turned 60, I feel like I embrace every age I've ever been. So I probably was producing a play and working, and the aging process, it just doesn't really hit me one way or the other.
I was hearing like three different sort of views as that age approached, and I think I told you before we started, I didn't really have a problem with 60. I don't know about going forward. I'm going to feel
exactly.
So I get a little wise for 70 yet, but... But yeah, 70's approaching for you.
Yes, and for Wilderness. Yeah, within the next 10 months, we will both be celebrating our 70th.
And how do you feel about that?
I think I'm going to be just fine with it.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. So let's talk about how you were talking about aging with your friends when you were turning 50 and then 60. What were the conversations as you two were friends? What were your conversations around that?
Well, basically filled with fear. I mean, turning 30 was filled with fear. Turning 40 was filled with fear. And as a dancer, I already knew I was too old when I was 26. Mm-hmm. So that's been throughout my entire existence. I've been too old. But I'm not too old anymore.
Not too old anymore, yeah.
And I have been very involved in social justice issues for a long time. So my friends and I were talking about age as another ism that we needed to get over. Mm-hmm. So with most of my friends, we were talking about age in a political way and how to be an old woman and not even say older. Mm-hmm. But say old and embrace that. And that goes with all the other issues that I've worked on as an adult to embrace rather than push away what's coming.
So what prompted you to seek out the stories and experiences of other women going through the aging process? Anybody?
Well, Wilderness and I have been, as you said, friends for decades. And we've done a lot of work together. We've combined dance and therapy, as she's a psychotherapist. So we combined movement and therapy as a way of going deeper and sharing that with a lot of other women or people in general, but then especially women. And so we'd already done, we called that work Life Dance Theater, and we did that for about 10 or 15 years, I guess. And so it worked. It was a fascinating process. And so we, going forward with this, we interviewed or workshopped with over 100 women aged 60 to 95 years old. Mm.
And part of that interviewing of those women and workshopping with those women was also our way into grace, to see how other women were handling this.
So what were some of the universal themes that started to emerge from the workshops?
Well, first of all, women just loved the opportunity to explore aging because it's often not talked about or not talked about in a positive way. We really were working with women that were past menopause age, because menopause age is now out there with Menopause the Musical and everything, but then the invisibility was after that. And so the women just were so relieved to have some place to talk about the hardships, but also to giggle together and have fun.
To share the humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you have to have a great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
As you get older.
And I think the genuineness and the honesty of older women, when you can say what you really mean and mean what you say, and you can tell your life stories that might at one time have filled you with shame or regret, and you can laugh about them or even share a tear with someone. But, you know, this becomes a universal understanding about who these women are in the course of this musical. And I think that's really lovely. And it's very dimensional. There's an earthy sensuality about these women, but there's also a great spirituality and the reality of the time they're in. Mm-hmm. And the music's really great. So, and the songs sort of really bring out what words can't say by themselves. So,
and empowerment, empowering each other, and empowerment is a key element throughout the show. It's empowering women to be okay with who they are, whether they need Botox or not.
So what are some of the stereotypes around aging women, and how do you think those stereotypes inform our experiences as we age?
Well, I had a friend who said as soon as she had white hair, and then she had to dye it red to be in a play. And when she dyed it red in the grocery store, people were looking at her again. But when she had white hair, it was like she was invisible. Mm-hmm. And so it was just the hair that she felt really. And now she's back to having white hair because she feels like it's more fun to be invisible than to be noticed.
Good for her.
But she really noticed that as an actress that happened to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
I think women often won't say what their age is because they think they'll be prejudiced if they reveal their age, and especially if they're doing something like acting. And often they'll buy into that idea of invisibility, and so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I've had gray hair since I was in junior high school, and so it's never meant aging to me, and I've never felt invisible.
But gray hair is pretty in right now. It's become very stylish.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. But I refuse to accept the invisibility. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just hair. It's what one believes about oneself or what one believes about age.
Yeah. So give us a synopsis of the plot of Wrinkles.
Well, it's a group of women who are living in a retirement community, and they want to put on a musical review. So they get together, and there's all the frustrations of trying to put on a show. And in the process, they get to know one another and tell each other their stories and be quite truthful. There's a beautiful love story in the musical. It's a lesbian relationship. And that, you know, comes to be very open and talked about and accepted. There's women who have had good marriages, bad marriages, who have suffered the loss of a child, and surrounding all that is some great music. And and then, you know, in the end, there's sort of a revelatory feeling of being together and celebrating, you know, rising up as women.
Persevering. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, finding their strength with each other and from each other.
Yeah. And persisting. And I think, you know, it's very apt today because, you know, just a few months ago, Gloria Steinem turned 80. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I read that and saw her picture. I was so surprised that she was 80. But then I thought, well, you're 65, so of course she's 80. But,
you creeps know, up on you.
It creeps up on you. But, you know, in terms of, like, the women's movement today, we have to ask ourselves, where are we in who we are? Because there's so much in society that sort of, it's hard to tell whether it goes against women's liberation, like all these housewives show on Bravo, you know, once we had the writer's strike and all this reality TV came up. You know, there's a lot on television that's about women that, you know, is sort of about women who fight all the time and don't get along. And
it's not the norm.
It's not the norm, but it makes good TV.
I was going to say, our loving kind of friendly relationships are kind of maybe boring TV.
I know.
And we have some conflict,
of course, in
the production, but it's conflict that gets worked through. Yeah.
So when a production is about women and aging, you have to target a fairly specific demographic for casting. And one of the things we hear from women in film and theater is the lack of parts for women and mature women. So not in this case, obviously, but you had to find women who could also sing and dance. So tell us about assembling this cast.
Yeah, that's very interesting, to find the female triple threat to be between 60 and 95 years old. But we lucked out with the most incredible, wonderful, loving, talented group of women. And you could feel the energy instantly in the audition. People came into the audition, left the audition saying, I've never been to an audition that felt like this. There was an immediate sense of grace.
Yeah.
And some people couldn't dance very well, but Naomi's been genius with teaching them, and she has some friends who have also helped with choreography. Mm-hmm. And one person, it's her first time on stage, but she's just doing great.
Yeah, I was going to say, it goes back to something that you said, Nina, about you get to a certain age and it's like, you don't really care anymore how people react to it. You know, when we're younger, you're like, well, what are people going to think? You know, you question everything. And at a certain point, you kind of go, hey, you know, I am who I am. And that's what it is.
And it's okay because you're accepting yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the songs in the production is titled Gimme Love Again. The song is about sex, something younger people probably assume that older people are no longer interested in. So why was it important for you to include the topic of sex in this play?
I think it's shocking to younger people that people actually in their 80s and even older can have sex. Nursing homes run rampant with sex.
Like high school
romance.
Romance. Right, little romances.
Yeah.
And this is in the play, but at one of our workshops, a woman was talking about how her daughter was too busy to have sex. And this woman was like having sex all the time because she had time for it.
All right, so let's hear a little clip of Gimme Love Again.
Hey! None of my husbands ever returned. They ran for their very lives. Scared that rolling in the sack, their tickers could not survive. Gimme love, gimme love.
All right, so some very creative writing. it's got some serious issue, but there's also a lot of humor in this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very funny. I go to rehearsals, and as many times as I've written and rewritten and watched rehearsals, I still laugh. I still cry. I still get goosebumps.
One of the themes of the play is the many ways we experience aging and the different ways we cope with getting older. But humans, of course, can be judgmental of one another, perhaps believing a woman is vain if she decides to get cosmetic surgery or thinking a woman doesn't care about her experience if she allows her hair to go gray. So these are conversations that come up in this performance, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. All of those things.
All of those things. Yeah. The whole piece is a show within a show. So some things come out in the dressing room backstage, and then many of those things actually transform to the stage of the show that they're putting on. So that the show that they're doing, it becomes very real. Mm. And it's life imitating art, art imitating life. And on another dimension, it happens in rehearsal with us.
Yeah,
right. It's the show we're doing.
Exactly. Right. And also that, you know, I wrote poetry, Naomi got cosmetic surgery, but what I love is how open she is about sharing that, because that takes a lot of courage also.
Right.
And so just because I made a different choice, I so respect her choice, mostly because she's willing to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you think the experience of being mature or an elder woman today is different from the experience our mothers or grandmothers had?
The freedom to express the concept that we as women can get together and share our stories. I don't imagine, well, who knows, in the 50s over a cup of coffee sitting with your high heels and your little dress and your kitchen. Who knows what the stories were, but
I think there was a lot more expected of, you know, specific roles that women played then. Mm-hmm. And I think we have more of a variety of how we can be in our relationships, too.
Right.
You know, like, rather than what the expectation is. Or at least we might have broken through that a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In some ways, I think my mother's generation was more oppressed than my grandmother's generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because my grandmother came over here from Russia with her husband, and they had three children, and he died when they were all toddlers. And so she had to raise her children, and she was able to send them to college at a time when not that many people went to college anyway. Mm-hmm. So she had to support her family and be an independent woman from early on.
And, of course, the 1920s were just wild and crazy.
Right, that's right.
And open and a lot of stuff going on. And lesbian relationships, gay relationships, lots of partying. I think you're right. I think that generation was big, open, free. Then we went through, after the war, we went through a very oppressed.
Right. The premiere of Wrinkles, the musical, A Celebration of Women and Aging, starts May 11th, runs through June 11th at the Cape Cod Theater Company. We'll have more details about the performance at our website, capeandislands.org. Co-writers Naomi Turner and Wilderness Our Child and Nina Schussler, producing artistic director at the Cape Cod Theater Company. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back to the title track from the production, Wrinkles. I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, everybody. It's the Wrinkles Review. We've got a lot to say. We'll be sharing it with you. We're proud of all our wrinkles. We've earned them through and through. Every line and to where we are. They tell a story we think of, show we've come very far. God is rich and grown, every life skill we've honed. At the curtain call we'll take a bow, 'cause by then you'll be one. Wrinkles we got, loose skin so what, hot flesh we burn. Old times we yearn, but even in this glaring light, we know we still shine bright. Strutting our stuff, strutting our stuff, strutting our stuff for you tonight.
we're not just sitting and knitting. We get out and we're bold. We may have screamed for Elvis, but on Justin we've sold. We never shrink, we're on the brink. We rise and twinkle. We're almost ready for that bow. And by now you see how wrinkles we got, loose skin, so what? Hot flash we burn, old times we yearn. But even in this glaring light, we know we still shine bright. Strutting our stuff, strutting our stuff, strutting our stuff for you tonight. On our heads the silver threads outnumber the gold, and spider veins we've more than a sprinkle. Tender hearts and years have led to furrowing and creases. Caring gives us crumbles, and the worry never ceases.